Hello, everybody. I hope everyone's doing well. Yesterday, I would say I had a near-death experience. People call it panic attacks or anxiety, but I actually recorded this already, and it didn't save on my laptop. So now I'm going through it again, and I kind of ran out of steam. But I'll do the best that I can to pick up of what I talked about for about 30 minutes until I didn't save, so you go figure what that's about. But yesterday I went about my day, and I've been dabbling with THC again. I haven't touched any of that stuff for 12 years, but when these last about 8 months, I've been kind of like, I don't know if you want to call it microdosing. And the reason for that is everyone knows that I write, you know, and when I wrote my third play and we went up last year, you know, as I mentioned in previous episodes, I get depressed after, because you work for 5 months, you rehearse, if you're acting in it, directing in it, you do a lot of work, and then you only do it for a week or so or 2 weeks and then it's over. So, you know, I went over to my ex-girlfriend's house and her dad grows the shit over there, and they end up giving me like a gummy or some shit. And then I kind of had a bad trip that day last summer. But so yesterday I was writing at a bookstore. And you know, it started happening there. I was having these, I articulated so much better in the last video, or the last thing I recorded, and I didn't save it because my laptop was acting kind of goofy on me. But, you know, we have these voices in our heads, and this voice I had in my head was fucking tormenting me yesterday. As I was in the bookstore, you know, writing, I had to stop writing. I had to get out of there. And I got in my car, and, you know, the thoughts persisted, the tormenting persisted. And, you know, as I'm driving home, I'm having a very hard time breathing. I'm talking to myself, telling me it's going to be okay, relax, stay here, because I literally felt like I was going to leave my body, and especially when you can't breathe, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was stopped at a traffic light, and my mind's making up shit, like I'm going to die here in this car. You know, I had other thoughts. I had, like, you know, I think that's how the Macho Man died. He died of, like, a so-called, like, hard conniption in the car. And, you know, my mind's, like, what I brought up in the last video real quick before I move on is, like, you know, when you're, I consider myself to be very highly intelligent and very highly intuitive. And in some ways, that's a blessing, but it can be a curse, because then all the knowledge that you've been seeking and the truth you've been seeking your life, it ends up flipping on you, you know, and I'll lead more into that as we go along. But I was finally able to get in front of my house, but I had to double park because, you know, I was having a hard time breathing, and I wanted to get to my house. I felt like my house was my, you know, my sanctimony, whatever the word is, right? And I felt better when I got home. I went upstairs and I got more relaxed. And then I was able to go downstairs and park my car, because it was double parked. I left it there like that because I couldn't, you know. And then I got back upstairs and I was fine, but then it started again. And, you know, these, you know, we all have them. This isn't no, you know, as I was talking about in the last thing I recorded, which didn't save. You know, we all have these voices. This isn't no schizophrenia shit. None of that shit. That's all bullshit. That's all white lab coat fucking nonsense. You know, we have this persona. We have this ego. And then we have this higher intelligence to know, you know, to guide us. And it's sometimes this voice, it stops guiding you. It starts tormenting you. And It was bad yesterday. I've had these episodes before, as I mentioned and I was alluding to, but yesterday really takes the cake, because I was struggling for about a good hour and a half, maybe, of breathing, of trying to breathe, self-talk. And one thing I wanted to, and this is going to be scattered again because I just recorded this and it didn't save, so just bear with me, but, you know, this voice is telling me that I'm a bad person, that everything that I've done is evil, you know, that any pleasurable things that I've engaged in or currently engaging in, that like it's evil, that I should know better at this point, and, you know, and really just attacking me. And, you know, I was able to finally get to a point, a balance, where I was sticking up for myself. I was sticking up for myself, you know, saying that I've worked really hard on myself. I've worked really hard on mastering my life and you know, taking certain positions in my life to break patterns, to break vices, you know, and I this is all true, you know, but the voice was shaming me to a point where it was like, oh, like you should know better now and things that you're participating in, and, you know, and I have to say, like, I'm not, you know, like I said, I haven't. And would I say that the cannabis had a hand in this? Yes, because sometimes you hear stories that, you know, when you indulge in alcohol or marijuana. I mean, I was even considering doing mushrooms because I never did that in my life. But at this point, I don't even think I want to do that now. But, you know, like as I was mentioning in the previous recording, and I'm going to keep saying that because it didn't save, so. I break patterns in my life. My life runs in seasons and cycles. You know, like I said, I haven't touched any cannabis for 12 years, ever since these last 8 months, you know what I mean? You know, so I work diligently on being the best version of me. And I've taken more virtuous highways than the alternative, you know? But that voice yesterday was really beating the shit out of me, to a point where I was going to leave my body, and I was. It was I could not breathe, and I felt something happening with my heart, and I don't want to say I think or I know, you know, what is what it is, but that eclipse did something, man. That eclipse opened up something, and this is where, you know, this is where I beat myself up, because, like, you know, you hear this thing like ignorance is bliss, you know, and then I'm way past that now. But it's like, you know, if you are ignorant, I feel like you wouldn't be susceptible to shit like this. You know, I think when you're aware of how this world operates, and you're aware of obviously the deception that's taken place, it can turn on you. I was, you know, when I was in the bookstore writing, I was writing with two characters that are, well, it's kind of funny, they're tripping on drugs, and one character says to the other one, dark thoughts, dark thoughts, and then the other one character says, oh, you mean dark star, so then that's what kind of kicked it off, was because there's some song from, like, the mellow rock genre that the chorus is dark star, so that's what kind of set me off in the bookstore, and I had to get out of there, because I just was being overwhelmed by this fucking voice or whatever. And when I was having a hard time breathing too, I have a back porch, and I stepped on the porch and I looked at the moon, and the moon was in a crescent state, you know, kind of like a banana, you know, a banana smiley face type thing. And on the bottom of it, it almost seemed like there was like a something being vacuumed out of it. Like something being sucked out of it. And it was like a reddish glow. A reddish glow blur. And it looked like a portal yesterday. Almost like what we saw on Monday. And like I was just like, oh, look at all this, you know. And it's no question, it's called the solar system for a reason. The souls, like, we're connected with these cosmos. And I was just getting freaked out. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die here. I'm going to be sucked out somewhere. Like, you know, because obviously my mind, you know, one thing I want to, man, like, I was having a hard time breathing, man, and, like, my mind jumps to a fucking scene with Denzel Washington from Training Day when he's saying, breathe, dog, and, like, I'm having a hard time breathing, you know what I mean, like, and then I'm thinking that everything that we've seen, movies, all this shit, it's all fucking evil, it's all of it's evil, and I participated in it. And then I'm trying to tell the fucking voice, listen, I had no choice. That's what I was born into. I was born into this fucking culture, you know, because that's what was giving me relief, is I was finally sticking up for myself against this fucking tormentor. Telling him that, like, I've made great leaps in my life of improvement. I have 5 years of on this podcast talking about that, you know. But persistent, I'll tell you, man. And the point, you know, that I'm going to drive. And look, I've only done maybe 11 minutes right now. I did 30 minutes and it got fucking erased or it didn't save, you know. And so I'm trying to at least get back all the gems that I had in the previous recording for this one. I don't want to deal with that again. You know, when you reach a certain enlightenment in your life, which I know I've had, and I'm continuing, and this is a lesson for me, because I was listening to two guys on a video, and it was, I don't know the names, you know, I'm not going to pull it up, but the guy was talking about kind of like this experience, that meditation, and, you know, and he's actually done cannabis and trying to meditate, but, like, you know, what happens to him is it's kind of like what happened to me, even though I wasn't meditating, but I was, you know, working on a task and working on writing a scene that I'm working on now, and, you know, but he was talking about when the mind starts figuring out that this shit's not real, it creates huge terror for it, you know, and that's the thing, like, diving into all these subjects about this world being a matrix and a simulation, and it makes a lot of sense, but I'll tell you, your mind flips it on you, man, and when your mind recognizes none of this means anything, then it's like, well, you might as well get to the next level now, because, and that's the point. It's one thing to be aware. It's one thing to be aware that this shit's not real, but to be conscious of it, that's a whole new fucking level. And awareness and conscious are not synonymous. Because when you're conscious of it, then you're able to then make or break at will. You know, we all want to get to a point where you've done everything you've had to do on this physical plane. And you make the decision whether or not you want to go. That's the point where I want to get to. And I am going to get to that. I'm not going to be tormented, you know, to leave. Which was what was happening yesterday. I was being attacked. And it wasn't fun. And maybe the cannabis had a hand in it, like I said, because, you know, people say you're more susceptible to shit like that. It's possible. And people say the same thing about alcohol. You know, I've never had that experience with alcohol, you know what I mean? But, you know, and I'm not a, you know... Yeah, like 10 years ago, yeah, you know, I have a drink, I have a bourbon, but, like, I don't do that shit anymore. So, I mean, I wanted to get this off my chest. Obviously, I had more gems in the previous recording, but, you know, it didn't happen. I know this will help other people, and with these so-called voices that we hear, but it's just fucked up when that voice turns on you, man. And, you know, it tells you everything, you know, everything that you've done is wrong. And I don't know, you know, and then one thing I didn't touch basically I didn't get recorded. I just recorded this about 30 minutes. You know, I did 30 minutes of talking about this. So I'm just trying to, again, recapture what I said, but one thing I didn't mention in that other video was that, and hopefully I can gain train of thought. I'm losing it now, but yeah, now I lost it. Yeah, my mind, the reason why is my mind is trying to pick up what I left off with 30 minutes ago. And I, yeah, it was just fucking crazy, man. And it's really not crazy. It's just, and touching on that guy's video, he says, when that happens to you, see, when your mind gets feels the terror that's not real and that paranoia. That's the place you want to be, he says. But the problem is we get so scared of it that we, you know, again, we panic. And like I said, I've had similar types of episodes of this, but yesterday takes the cake. I'll tell you that, man. Because I had a real hard time breathing and I was being smothered by these fucking thoughts and these fucking voices. This voice or voices, whatever the fuck it is. It was choking me, smothering me, man. And I think that eclipse did something, man. It really did. Something happened, you know? I feel different now. I felt different ever since Monday. And it's exciting. I don't, you know, they want you to have fear. They want you to feel all this fucking fear-mongering, all this bullshit, but you have to understand everything that they do. It's the opposite. It's the opposite of what's going on. We subscribe to their shit. We participate in their doomsday bullshit. You know, maybe the voice yesterday was tormenting me because, you know, maybe I got to get out of here. But I was pleading, fighting to say I need to stay on this physical plane. And I don't want to hurt anybody else that who's ever in my life at this point, like my mother, my father. I don't want to leave before they do. It'd fucking kill them. So I was doing everything in my power to stay level and to literally negotiate with this fucking thing that was happening to me yesterday. And I don't want it. It's not going to happen again. And I'll say that firmly. I don't deserve that. I don't want that. Again, man, that's what it is when it's like a blessing and a curse, you know what I mean? And you hear, again, if I said it here or I said it in the last one, I said, like, you know, ignorance is bliss. And I know why people say that. But again, this podcast, I mean, it's the truth. And the truth is God. So I've been seeking truth my whole life, yeah. I know I'm going in the right path. And to be terribly shamed to fucking almost literally being shamed to death. And this is one thing. Well, I've recaptured some of the stuff I said in the previous recording. And I just found another one. And it was like, yesterday was like, you know, if you've grown up watching cartoons, you've watched Tom and Jerry, and you've always seen that little parody they do with the angel and the devil on one, you know, angel on one, devil on the other shoulder. And that's what it felt like yesterday. Except the, you know, the devil side was fucking overwhelming. And that's why I say about the truth is in the movies, the truth's in the cartoons, you know. But the white lab coat, the white lab coat person will say, oh, it's schizophrenia. The fuck out of here, man. Believe me, they know everything. Dude, they know when a so-called solar eclipse is going to take place, man. They have all this knowledge. You know, so, well, you know, here we are, and I just, I don't know why I'm losing my voice. I had my voice about fucking 30 minutes ago, but I'm just putting this out. I'm putting it out there. And, you know, I know a lot of other people struggle with this shit. And like I said, I've had a handful of these types of episodes, and I, again, yesterday takes the cake. Fucking scary, man. And just like that guy in the video said, we want it. If it gets to those points, you do want to get to those points of so-called paranoia, but I guess you have to negotiate with it. Kind of like what I was doing yesterday. But it was, damn, it was so fucking overwhelming, man. You know? As I mentioned, to a point where I have a fucking, there's sound bites in my head from movies, you know, breathe, dog, breathe, telling me that as I'm fucking having a hard time breathing. And then as I'm saying, then I'm thinking, oh, that's evil, or this movie's evil. All the movies are fucking evil. Again, and then what I was telling the fucking thing yesterday, he's like, yo, dude, I grew up in this shit. It's not my fault. And that was part of the bantering between me and whatever the fuck was going on yesterday. And like I said, you know, if I got to compare to make myself feel better, I'm doing much better than a lot of other people when it comes to going down a virtuous path. And as it comes to dabbling with cannabis and shit, like I said, I stopped for 12 years. And, you know, when I went to my ex-girlfriend's house yesterday, like, it's funny, they had plants there because, like I said, her dad grows that shit. And then I'm looking at these plants, I'm like, this shit comes out of the fucking ground. The fucking creator made this. Now, you know, and definitely marijuana is used for medicinal purposes. And maybe that's really it's for, because a lot of people use it for recreational, you know, means. And maybe that's where the line gets drawn. But like I said, I'm not a chronic, you know, I always end up moving on to other things. And what I mean by that, like other cycles and seasons of my life. Like I said, I quit caffeine. You know, I haven't had a cup of coffee or espresso, like, I don't even know, 3 years now, maybe. You know, I dabble in dark chocolate, and supposedly that has caffeine in it, right? But, you know, I mean, I've made steps to cleanse my life, to master my life. You know, I don't dabble in pornography anymore. You know, I don't get off to any of that fucking filth anymore. You know, so I've made some major steps in my life. And to have that fucking thing shame the shit out of me yesterday to a point of shaming me, almost shaming me to death. Again, literally. So, I just want to put it out there. And I, you know, I haven't talked to anybody about this, really. I tried reaching out to somebody, put up a live stream, and I'm subscribed to their channel, and I put it out there to him, and he responded to me briefly just saying that it was an outer body experience, and he's had that before. You know, that almost feels like you're dying. And I'll say, yeah, man. I mean, it was a part of me that I wanted to let go, you know, and maybe pass out. Maybe if I stop breathing, I'll just pass out and maybe breathe while I'm unconscious and wake back up. But I was scared. I was fucking scared to death. I was like, that's why I was fighting to stay awake. All right, well, I tried to piece back. I had a recording of this about a half hour ago, and I wasn't able to save it. My computer was acting funky, so I tried to cherry pick out of the conversation from my memory, you know, a little bit. So, yeah, you guys are, and by the way, I appreciate when you guys reach out. You know, reach out via podcast. I also have a YouTube channel. And I know this will help other people, because I know I'm not the only one going through this type of shit. So yeah. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.